WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Patrick Lavery. What's open, what's closed this President's Day around New Jersey? We have the comprehensive list this morning at NJ1015.com. Influenza activity remains high in all parts of the Garden State, and a lot of New Jerseyans are getting sick, but most of them continue going into work, ignoring company and physician recommendations to stay home.
Studies show 85% of workers who have the flu still go into the office. Jersey infectious disease expert Dr. Ted Louis says even if you stay away from coworkers, you will probably get them sick anyway.
You can spread it just by if you cough. Whatever you cough on, you're going up on the elevator, you're pressing the button. Maybe you blew your nose and you didn't wash your hand and you touched the telephone.
He adds, if you have to go to work with the flu, consider wearing a mask over your mouth and nose to limit the spread of germs. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
If Congress votes to disapprove President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border as a potential means to fund his long-promised wall, advisors say the president is prepared to issue the first veto of his term to protect that declaration. Prompted by a rash of major business closings and bankruptcies, Jersey lawmakers are seeking to increase protections for workers in the event of a mass layoff. Advocates for the business community say this could worsen New Jersey's already unfriendly business climate.
The bill tells large employers who plan to lay off at least 50 of their workers that they must offer severance pay equal to 1 week for every year of service, even if they offer fair warning. Under the bill, advanced notice to workers is increased from 60 to 90 days. Michael Wallace with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association says these moves would deter companies from even considering New Jersey as a place to do business.
Mandatory severance provisions under the bill would add to a series of recently enacted tax increases and other expensive mandates imposed on employers during the past year and make New Jersey business climate even less competitive.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
In Bergen County, the killing of a couple in their 70s, allegedly by their 43-year-old son, according to prosecutors who'd been looking for Pavel Bodich after the Saturday morning murders in Englewood. He was eventually apprehended at a local supermarket. There still may be charges against the driver involved in a head-on collision with the patrol car of a Howell police officer Friday afternoon. The cop, patrolman John Woolley, has been released from the hospital. 62-year-old Lawrence Cohen has been cooperative. One person dead, two hospitalized in a triple shooting late Saturday afternoon in Newark. The fatal victim, 51-year-old city man Angel Montanez, was pronounced dead just after 5 p.m. The other two victims, both male, were taken to University Hospital in stable condition. A cyber tip to Camden County authorities leads to the arrest of a Gloucester Township man on child pornography possession charges. 67-year-old David Jackson of the Somerdale section was arrested. The material was allegedly found on devices in his home.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.